Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back to Letterman Row. It is a bonus edition of Practice Report / Rapid Reaction, brought to you by Byers Auto. C.J. Stroud will not be the starting quarterback on Saturday night for Ohio State against Akron. He's going to be rested for that shoulder injury that we've been talking about now pretty extensively for the last several weeks, and even dating back into training camp when he was on a pitch count and missing some key practices. He will be the emergency quarterback for Ohio State. No official announcement on who will start for the Buckeyes against Akron, although the anticipation here at Letterman Row for Spencer Holbrook, Jeremy Birmingham, and myself is that Kyle McCord will be in line to take over. He'd been informed of being the backup earlier on before the season started, and you would assume that that would mean he will get the first snap on Saturday night, Berm.
Yeah, I mean, I think that it's what you have to expect for Ohio State. We've been hinting at it for a while that this was something that probably needed to happen. I think Ohio State's hand maybe would have been easier to play if C.J. Stroud wasn't so young. But, you know, it's a situation where Kyle McCord and Jack Miller have been preparing for this since August, because it has been something the Buckeyes have been managing now for over a month. And as I've said, somebody who has had shoulder injuries myself and surgeries, it's easy to see on that release that he's afraid to kind of really come through with it. And I think that's caused some of the sailing issues on the passing. And then it starts to play with your head a little bit. And so if you can just get a rest in and see how different you feel a week from now, I think that's the right decision.
I agree. And I think that, like you said, Berm, this can't be an easy decision, because you've got a quarterback who you said at the beginning of the season gives you the best chance to win a national championship, who has only started three games in his career and, you know, has looked a little rocky at times. So it can be an easy decision for Ryan Day to rest C.J. Stroud, but at the same time, it can be an easy decision because, you know, he's not healthy. And so to get him healthy, maybe they can sit him for a week against the worst team in FBS potentially, and then you can go from there and see if he's healthy enough to play against teams in the Big Ten, because you need him more in the Big Ten than you do against Akron.
The injury part of this should have made it for a much easier decision, but that doesn't mean that it was one for Ohio State. There are 1,000 complications that have to be considered when you're managing quarterbacks. And I know that, you know, the shoulder issue is not materially different today than it was at this time last Thursday. And C.J. Stroud played through it or the week before that. It's not new. It hasn't been exacerbated, to my knowledge, by other throws or by the hits that he's taken against Minnesota or Oregon. Now, he looked the least effective last week, and it appeared even during warmups that it was dangling by his side. But again, you know, this is Ohio State thought it was a situation that could be managed by C.J. Stroud. He was able to throw. He could get through games. He was, as he said, every week healthy enough to play. And he, as a competitor, would not want to give up his spot. That's why he earned that starting position in the first place as a leader for this team. And the one who gave Ohio State the best chance to win, as Ryan Day has said in his evaluation of these guys, if it had been much closer when they looked at C.J. Stroud on the practice field compared to Kyle McCord or Jack Miller, maybe they would have rotated or given other opportunities in the first three games to either of those two other guys. And even while he was hurt, they didn't see that as being a situation that would present itself in a close game, that C.J. Stroud still continued to be the guy that they wanted to roll with. Now, if you're looking at the long-term interest of that shoulder and you haven't tried extensive rest for a week and not playing a game, this is the opportunity to do that. We brought that up to Ryan Day on Tuesday, that obviously if you are a, you know, 53-point favorite against one of the worst teams in the country, you're planning to play your backups anyway, so you might as well try it right from the start with Kyle McCord or Jack Miller, because you know you could win the game running the football with Travion Henderson over and over and over. But when you take him out, that opens Ohio State up to, well, what if Kyle McCord throws for 500 yards and 5 touchdowns? Then next week you have to answer questions about that, and it gets more complicated, because then you're saying, well, you have to trust the practice film and and that was just Akron. And you also want reps for the back. Like all of, none of this is easy, even with the shoulder. That does lessen the, you know, maybe surprise, at least for me, because this needed to happen. We've been saying that all week, but this is still a very notable development that could have long-term ramifications.
Yeah, I mean, that's the game you're playing when you go into a season with four freshman quarterbacks. You just don't know how everything unfolds. Ryan Day tried to, I think, you know, minimize that all off season by saying, hey, we're going to need all these guys at some point, and that's coming to fruition. But the Buckeyes tried to manage this last week by just taking a lot off of the plate of C.J. Stroud and letting Travion Henderson kind of get unhinged unhitched in the running game. And I honestly think that had they gone into that Tulsa game against a team that was playing a more traditional defense rather than that drop eight that Tulsa kept playing, that we may have seen this last week. I think that the reason you run C.J. Stroud out there knowing that the game plan was going to be a heavy run day was because CJ's been the starter for two games and thrown a lot of passes. You don't want to risk putting Kyle McCord out there against a very unusual defensive front where, you know, the passing lanes aren't there and a kid that may want to force some things because he's put into his first action. And it just made perfect sense for this to be the week. And I know CJ well enough to know that in his mind, he didn't want this to happen. He doesn't want to sit, but it is the right thing for his future. It is the right thing for his health. And, you know, then you start to get into that question of, is it, you know, the old adage, if you have two starting quarterbacks, you have none. I guess I'm not a believer in that. I think the best thing to do is to have four guys that you can count on and trust and then let it parse itself out from there.
Yeah, but, you know, I don't think that anything in this, now I'm not going to call it a quarterback competition by any means, but anything's going to be settled as far as, you know, the Akron game. I mean, they're, again, I'll keep saying it, they're just playing Akron. And so can you really learn a lot other than, you know, how does a Kyle McCord or a Jack Miller handle reps in the horseshoe with over 75,000 people there? I think that's really what you learn out of this game. It's not, you know, I don't think there's going to be anybody that's going to draw a lot of, you know, could Kyle do better against Big Ten teams than CJ moving forward after the Akron game. But with that being said, no quarterback wants to give up a starting spot. CJ doesn't want to sit on the bench for a game. He said it over and over every single time after games. He's healthy enough to play, so he's playing through it. And this is just a game where you don't necessarily have to play through it. You can rest. And so I think that's the biggest thing here is he can play. He's healthy enough to play because he has played through this exact injury the first three games of the season. But is it worth it? Like you said, Austin, for his long-term health, for the health of the team overall right now, probably not.
Now let's look at what, you know, could or should or will happen on Saturday night. You know, These last 2 days have not been the first practices that C.J. Stroud has missed, and he made some references to that previously, that it's been tough for him to get through some of these weeks with that shoulder injury that we've talked about. So that means that there have been other first-team reps available to Kyle McCord and or Jack Miller, and Ryan Day has said that they have tried to rotate with both of them to get them both ready as ready as they possibly can be. And those are practice reps. Those are not game reps, of which – Jack Miller has some, but he's not thrown a pass at the collegiate level. And Kyle McCord has never stepped on the field yet for Ohio State as a true freshman. McCord, though, we saw him really strong spring come along, finished that with some big throws in the spring game, some that showed some aggressiveness and maybe, you know, youthful exuberance that he may not want to try in real games. Although, as Spencer said, it is just Akron. But he's willing to go out there and be a gunslinger. Both he and Jack Miller have the ability to use their legs, maybe more athletic than they tend to get credit for. So that could be an element that adds back into the Ohio State offense if and when C.J. Stroud is playing or not playing. But the third factor here, and I know that we get a ton of questions about it, the exact words from Ryan Day on Tuesday were, it's really impossible to get Quinn Ewers to play this season. And on this show, every time for the last 5 weeks that we've talked about him, we've stressed that point that Quinn Ewers arrived early to get a head start on learning the offense and get rolling with name, image, and likeness with an eye on next year. It's pretty unlikely that he will be able to help Ohio State this season. And Ryan Day said he will be unavailable on Saturday.
Yeah, I mean, that's pretty much putting down the gauntlet. I mean, that's not leaving any room for interpretation. if Ohio State needs to go to a third quarterback on Saturday, it will probably be Jagger LaRoe, and it will not be Quinn Ewers. So it will be, I imagine, when Day says that C.J. Stroud is available in emergency use only, I think that means like the fourth quarterback on Saturday, not the third. My expectation is and has been that Kyle McCord will handle the majority of first-team reps on Saturday against Akron. I think it's a big day for him. I mean, Spencer, to your point, you're not going to learn a lot about how you read a defense or how you handle, different intricacies of the position against Akron. But I think it is important for Ohio State to see how, in a night game environment for a kid who's never handled the offense before, how Kyle McCord goes out there and runs the show. Because if this situation for C.J. Stroud lingers at all, then the second game that Kyle McCord is going to play in is going to be at night at Rutgers. And so,
afternoon at Rutgers. Well,
by the time it's over, it'll be
far more intimidating.
By the time it's over, it'll be nighttime. But I just think that you're going to see it's a big day for Kyle McCord. He needs to go out there and show that gunslinger mentality can be reined in a little bit, that he's not going to be out there willing to just throw the ball around and make mistakes, because that's why he was behind C.J. Stroud to begin with. Was he, sometimes that young guy with the big arm thinks, hey, I'm going to throw the ball wherever I want. And that's not always the case. You have to play within the offense. And I think for Jack Miller, it's an opportunity to, whenever he gets on the field on Saturday, and I do expect that you'll see some rotation, but Kyle McCord will be the primary guy, in my opinion. If he's not, it's a mistake by Ryan Day. But when Jack Miller gets out there, he's got to show other people, hey, that spring game where I was a little flustered or I didn't play my best, that's an anomaly, because we live in a totally different era of college football now. This is an audition for Jack Miller, let's be honest, probably for some other school. And so you want to figure out how you get that opportunity out there to put best foot forward. And it's a big game. You have a luxury at Ohio State where you're a first-time quarterback throwing your first college pass, whichever guy's out there, and you're throwing it to two of the best receivers in college football with maybe one of the best running backs in college football behind the best offensive line in college football. You're going to have every tool at your disposal. I think that it is a big game for those two kids, whoever's on the field, whenever they're on the field.
Yeah, I think it's important for Kyle McCord to not only throw his first touchdown pass, but make his first mistake, pull the ball and keep a quarterback run when he should have handed it off. Make those little mistakes that maybe we don't catch right away, but that Ryan Day definitely will, and they will in the meeting room, and give yourself some room to be aggressive, but also not be afraid to make those mistakes again. I hate to keep bringing up, but you're playing against Akron, so you can afford a couple little things here and there. I think this is big for Kyle McCord's maturity just as much as it is for him to get reps, because I think it's going to show him some things that he can improve on moving forward after his first appearance in the horseshoe in front of all these people. And like you said, Berm, it's a big day for both of them, but I think for McCord especially, Ryan Day always talks about in his offense, he wants to be able to push the ball down the field and get vertical and then have that power run game. Well, you've already got the power run game no matter who's playing quarterback. Kyle McCord is the ideal quarterback to push the ball down the field. He has a massive arm. So now that's what I want to see from him, is be aggressive, don't be afraid to take shots, and don't be afraid to make those mistakes, because it's just going to be a learning opportunity for you moving forward.
Just when you thought there would be no intrigue for Ohio State and Akron, the Buckeyes make a change for at least this week to rest C.J. Stroud. And they will turn to Kyle McCord and or Jack Miller on Saturday against the Zips. Prime time with a lot to analyze with some new quarterbacks on the field for the Buckeyes. We'll have full coverage of that, as always, at lettermanrow.com. Part of the On3 network, you can subscribe right now for $10 for the entire year so that Berm can buy more sweatshirts with his name on it, and I can get more quarter zips, and Spencer can buy coffee. This has been Rapid Reaction. It is brought to you by Byers Auto, or it's a practice report. I don't know. It could be both. That's Spencer Berm, and I'm Austin. We will see you right back here for full coverage of Ohio State and Akron on Saturday night.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.